So in internal family systems, blending happens when you become fused with a part. You feel like the part is you. So let me give you some examples. You feel overwhelming shame and you think, like, I'm worthless. No one could ever love me. The exile's belief becomes the whole truth. That's when you're blended with an exile. You might notice this when you can't make a decision because your internal family members are arguing. Or you keep engaging in unhealthy habits like running away or binging because firefighters are desperately trying to control your feelings. Or you believe you just have to try harder to be better. That's when you're blended with a manager. This is the protector part trying to keep you safe by resisting change. So when one of our parts is running the show, we often get stuck in these unhealthy or reactive behaviors. So when I was angry at my husband, my little victim was telling me stories like, this is so unfair. Why do I have to do everything? He never cares about me. And it was fueling this angry desire to lash out and criticize him. So in that moment, I was blended with my firefighter, my angry little firefighter. But when I stepped back and I noticed this part and I used my perspective as myself, I could create some space. Now, the manager wanted to suppress the victim part, but the self was a thoughtful and curious place I could step into. Now, here's how Dick Schwartz describes this in his book. When you simply focus on one of the parts, suddenly there was a you who was observing and an it that was being observed. And this takes us to unblending. Unblending happens when you notice, oh, like this is just a part of me. And then you shift back into that self energy, that calm, curious, compassionate awareness. Okay, let me walk you through how unblending works. So instead of believing, like, oh, I am worthless, you would say, oh, I notice that a part of me feels worthless right now. When your inner critic says, you're failing, you pause and think, oh, that's my manager part speaking. I can listen to it without letting it take over. Or let's say you feel the urge to like binge or numb out, but instead of acting, you say, oh, that's my firefighter part. It's trying to protect me from something. I can check in with it and see if another behavior would be like more helpful instead. You can hold compassion for each of these parts when you're unblended, right? So you can say, I see this little sad part of me and it feels so alone and I want to be with it. Or when I was planning with my husband, I could have said, you're so unreliable, but that probably would have invited a lot more fighting. But if I'd said like, oh, a part of me feels hurt by you, that would have been more helpful. This is one of the most powerful and most simple things you can do. When you start to notice your parts, you create the space to act with more calm and compassion.